583, request of Charles Johnson to address council regarding review item 348, communication and public involvement improvements, working groups.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. It's a pleasure to be in front of you again, especially on a day when we have, aside for the sad news about the murder of Emilio, other good news was presented afterwards, and it's one of the reasons I'm very happy to live in Portland. I guess we'll briefly dispose of what's actually was written down many weeks ago, as some of our citizens don't know that if you want to come up here and speak, there could be a 6 to 8 week delay for some people to get that. And when I spoke before on item 348, that was the issue. Since that time, I feel we've had one particularly bad week when agencies paid through the city, did their own Occupy Portland thing. They came up and they occupied 4 out of 5 public comment slots. Clean and Safe and Doreen Binder blocked people who don't get money filtered to them through the city from using 4 of the 5 communication slots. That's one of the reasons I had to wait an extra week to come up here. So I hope that in the future, agencies that are primarily funded through the city, such as Clean and Safe and TPI, won't have to use the public comment period, that they can use their connections in the budget process so that they can be put on the agenda. As we noticed, Mr. Withy's spot is not being used right now because he did go through the channels to use the agenda. I think we should go back and, in light of the murder of Emilio Hoffman yesterday, not just talk about this as the 74th school shooting, and not just talk about it just about gun control, but the fact that it is indicative of the social safety net problem. While it's certainly a tragedy that Emilio is dead, what that means is that the safety net in our town is so broken that somebody got the crazy idea to take a gun to school and kill him. And some tragedies will happen. We can't have a guaranteed system. But obviously the best memorial of his tragic passing is to find ways to make sure that other people, especially people his age, never feel so distressed that the idea that comes into their head is to take a gun to their school and end the lives of one of their classmates. There were some other concerns. We've talked about preemption, which also relates to the way the governor snuck things into us about local food regulations. But I think that really the issue I just spoke about, the fact that yesterday's tragedy at Reynolds High School is indicative of the problem we have of making students and our neighbors aware of systems to save lives, not just the life of young Mr. Hoffman that was lost, but the young man who destroyed his life by committing that murder. And I look forward to more engagement from this council as we try and use our scarce resources to make sure that there are better systems in place. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thanks very much.